You know, one of the things I like to do when I go home, I don't watch TV very often, but when I do watch TV, I like to watch nature shows. You know, like Planet Earth or One Earth. You know, it's nice because it's pretty relaxing and you can just fall asleep to it. But also, it shows you nature in its most real way. You know, it's very different than, say, going to Shawnee Mission Park. It's in the wild. It's adventurous. You don't know what's going to happen. You see things differently. It's not tame. You know, we see things kind of differently, don't we, than out in the real way of nature. You know, Darwin, he always saw nature in this way of competition, that nature competes with each other to stay alive, survival of the fittest. And when he makes this observation of nature, he wrote in his book on the origin of the species that nature acts solely for and to its end of each, that it only acts for itself. It's almost selfish in some ways. But that's his very nature, to stay alive. To stay alive. Oftentimes, we look at our lives as doing the same, just staying alive. And how do we do that? We grasp at power. Power. Power in a way of dominance. Power. But God shows us a different way of power, is relying on the power of God, that God is love. Love not as a noun, but a very verb itself, a giving of oneself. There was a servant of God. Her name is Catherine Doherty, and she was the founder of Madonna House Apostolate. Her model was, "I am third." It had it written everywhere, but that was her very model to serve, to be self-sacrificing, is that "I am third." Why is "I am third"? She explained that God has to always be first in our lives. And second is our neighbor. We are always last. We are always last. That's where she says, "I am third." A great image of this love, I think, is expressed in motherhood that we celebrate this weekend. You know, mothers deliberately put aside their own needs and put their child's needs ahead of theirs. They sacrifice their sleep. They sacrifice their time, their routines. They sacrifice even their own self-pursuits in their life for their children. You know, their bodies naturally and firmly put the child in higher priority than theirs. When they're pregnant, it really shows that they are second when they're pregnant. Everything, their bodies prioritize their child first. So much that, and I learned, if a child lacks calcium in the womb, it will take it straight from the mother's bone marrow to nurture the child. So for us women of faith, in our very bodies, it shows that we are third, that God is first. We nurture our own child ahead of us, and we come after that. But it's amazing. It's amazing what nature does with the woman's body. It's beautiful. But biologically, it's ingrained within them. It teaches them how to nurture for their own child. It gives them their instructions within their own body. Kind of like how Christ is telling us today. He gives us instructions for our life, how to participate in his love. And he says, this is my commandment, love one another. Not only that, he tells us how. He explains to us exactly what he means by love one another. He says, love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. Now, a pregnant woman, her body doesn't die, but in some sense, it gives all rights to its child. The very nature of self-preservation is given away for their child. Everything is given for it. What greater love than to lay one's life for friends? And it's in that that we realize that in our human nature, love is written within it so clearly. Love is written within it so clearly that even when we exist within our mother's womb, we are nurtured by a way that's kind of a Christ-like self-sacrificing way before even we were born, a self-giving love that our mother nurtures us. If that isn't made in the image and likeness of God, then I don't know what is. That it's in our very being that we give ourselves away. Mothers do that naturally. It's ingrained in them. Have you ever seen a mother or a lady who isn't a mother, a near a child that isn't theirs? They gravitate towards them. There's a way of nurturing that's ingrained within them, given to them by God. So on this Mother's Day, let us thank God for the gift of our mothers, because it's through the nurturing and love of our mothers that we first experience God's love in the world. But remember, it's through the love we receive from God through our mothers that we now go out and model. So as you come to receive the Lord today, where Christ is truly present before you in the Eucharist, the very Christ that gave his life for each one of us, receive that love, give thanks for him for in our lives, and then go out and share the love we have received. Amen.